And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Tough one. Needs courage. How do we process truth? How do we process truth? Plus, a big mouth can actually be a good thing. Who would have thunk that? Not me. And when thoughts and words collide, we're going to look at what happens, and then we're going to close it down with the classic, self-speak is real.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. I've gained about 15 pounds in the last like 4 months. Spiritual observations. The Word of God is still fantastic 40 years later. And my life's insanities. I'm now driving an hour and 20 minutes home every day, from 10 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes. Help me. Somebody help me. And, oh, no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation except for pistachio nuts. I don't know. I just thought of that when I was walking in from the kitchen, so it just sounded like the right thing. And why? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast, Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I know that my freedom depends on His grace, so I'm trusting in Him and I'm seeking His face, and the power of God will deliver me out of this hole. Just watch that boy.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, my very good friend Sam Rasul, a guy that prays for me and I pray for him on a regular basis. Now, Sam is he's a pretty successful real estate agent, one of the top agents in the country, just so you can know. Out of 25,000 agents in the county and in the other area, that they were in the top 20. Right? Pretty good. So here's the deal, though. For KPRZ listeners, for Christians, because Sam was born a Muslim, became a Christian. And so he does some special things for KPRZ, which I think is pretty cool, makes some offers. And so if you're a person and you're thinking, yeah, I want to talk to Sam, if you've heard it from this station, that's your kind of key in. If you want to talk to Sam, have him come to your house, which most real estate agents will do, but Sam doesn't want to just come to your house, look at the house and go, okay, it's worth this, do this. What he'll do is he'll do the comparables. He'll go through every part of the house, the up and down, and take the time to sit with you and work with you and tell you where that price is at and make sure you're comfortable. And even if you don't want to use him after that, he just says, not a problem. He just wants that opportunity to demonstrate that he's there, he's committed, and he can do the job. To the level that if you end up listing your house with him and your house needs fix up, he will forward up to $25,000 for the house to get fixed up. And then at the close of escrow, he takes that money out, no interest charged, to help facilitate the sales. That's being committed to the process. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. That's the kind of person you want to deal with in real estate. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know where I'm at yet, you know, I mean, some of these houses are expensive and some of these houses are expensive. But you might be thinking townhouse, condo, first house, you know, whether you're coming through the VA system, whether you're coming through, you know, you go through FHA or all these different elements, Sam can help you get there because he is in touch with the people that do the financing in this community. Go to thinksam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. All right, tomorrow I'm going to have to do some Meshuggah news. I don't know if you know that that's going to happen. Because there is so much news going on, and I just don't, in my heart, in my spirit as a Christian, I just don't want to dive in. I know when I get home, and you turn on the TV, inevitably between anything that's good anymore, which is getting tighter and tighter, right? I'm having a hard time at hockey because the Red Wings not doing good, right? So that's hurting me, okay? I'm having a hard time in football because I don't like my sports to be political. I'd like to watch the sport. The reason I watch the sport is to enjoy the relaxation, enjoy the process. I don't need somebody telling me something. I don't need somebody in Hollywood telling me something. They're not very intellectual. Well, they get all these kinds of awards. Hey, you give me 10 grand, I'll give myself 10,000 different awards, a dollar at a time. It's like, come on. It's self-aggrandizing. It's self-promoting. And it's kind of like, worldly. That would be the word we would use. So I'm limited on what I watch, limited on what we do. It's just like, yeah. But there are times that you can get into it. And I'm a supporter of more of a conservative thought. There's no question. I'm a Christian. My mind view, my worldview is Bible. Okay? And if I can see it, now I don't have a problem people coming to different conclusions in the Bible, as long as they're not dropping parts out and, you know, throwing in different writing. It's Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. You live in that, and you and I, you don't agree on something, we'd still be brother and sister to the end. No question. But the worldly stuff kind of drives me down, so sometimes I just want to stay in the truth of things because it's better. And being connected to the good news is a lot better than hearing all the rubbish news that comes on the airwaves. A lot of things depend on what you put between your ears. We talked about that yesterday. So yesterday we did spend some time talking about truth. Remember we covered, if you heard the show, you have a chance to hear it on our podcast, davidspoon.com or kprz.com under our podcast. We talked about John 8:32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. We discussed that. And then we discussed John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth. Now I think we have a sound that will start this off. So let's start off on that sound.
That's where processing comes in. Processing. Processing is a process.
Play that again. What was that?
That's where processing comes in. Processing. Processing is a process.
Processing is a process. Well, this is entitled, How Do You Process the Truth? Because John 8:32 makes it clear you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. We know the word is truth, and the word sets us free. But how do you process? Don't tell me. I got it. But how do you process? In other words, you'll hear the pastor at your church preach a great sermon, and most pastors do an excellent job. Not all of them, but most of them. The ones that go 60 minutes are trying to make sure that they got all the points in. Okay, maybe a few less points. But the point is that you have to process what you hear. You have to think about it, review it in your brain, review it in your mind, and you have to, at some point, become a part of you. So when we're talking about how you process truth, there's nothing more important for you and I than when we're reading scripture and somebody's teaching in the word, you're in a Bible study, and truth comes into play, the truth that can set you free, the truth that comes from God's word, there's no question that we need to be able to process that. We need to do something with it. You need to say something a little bit deeper, more than, well, just believe it and walk on your merry way. It's got to be, how do you process that? But how do you, if I believe it, how do I get it into me where I'm walking in it? So that being said, let's hit the very first and most important part of processing truth. And there is a difference between these two things that I'm going to say, and I want you to find the distinction. It's the next segment where everybody's going to freak out, but let's get to this first. The first and foremost way that you and I process truth, where we take the truth of God and make it a part of our lives, is seen in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. It says, therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did, that's referring to Israel, but the message they heard was of no value to them because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. In words that you and I might understand easier, they didn't mix with faith the message that God had. So they heard truth, but did not mix it with faith, and then it just became truth, a non-applicable principle. You have to have faith that mixes with the truth in order for the truth to have impact. You can't just go, that's the truth, and then drop it out of your head and go on your merry way. It's got to be something you embrace, something you take in, something you acknowledge, something you core to. And so you and I, when we read the word, need to have this really cool thing called faith, which is the dynamic that makes the word of God alive in us. It's alive anyway, just so you can understand. The word of God is alive no matter what any person does. But if you want that alive word of God to be alive in you, then you got to receive it by faith. And that's how you begin the process. How you process truth, step one, and the most important step, is to believe that it's God's truth. At the moment that you don't mix it with faith, it becomes of no value, or in another translation, non-profitable. The word of God will not profit you if you do not mix it with faith. You understand? I can't say that any clearer. We need to embrace the truth with faith in order for the truth to have value. Period. Everybody got that? On the same page, right? Not far to go, right? Easy. The next thing I'm going to tell you is where you're going to write me the emails, which, by the way, I do read them. I just don't respond to everyone, like the people that say, please go kill yourself. I don't respond to those. But I do want you to know that once you are in the process of acknowledging God's truth, which you have to do, and receive it by faith, acknowledge it by faith, process it by faith, there is yet another step. Ooh, sneaky. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. President Donald Trump hit a home run when he nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch to be an associate justice of the Supreme Court. The president made good on perhaps his most important campaign promise. Constitutional conservatives should be proud of him for doing so. In selecting Judge Gorsuch, the president has picked a jurist in the mold of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Gorsuch is one of the finest legal minds in America today. A man with impeccable credentials and qualifications, and perhaps most importantly, a staunch defender of the rule of law. Judge Gorsuch gave us a peek into his judicial philosophy when he said upon his appointment, quote, "It is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws," end quote. That is precisely the kind of judicial restraint and reverence for the Constitution that is needed on the Supreme Court. Some Democrats want to play politics with this appointment. They shouldn't. Our leaders in Washington need to come together to ensure that this good man takes his rightful place on the highest court in the land without delay. I'm Lonnie Chen.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should tell you, I'm really bad at this for some reason lately, but I should tell you if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. After this segment, you may want to do that. We will see how this goes. So we did start this off by talking about truth, and truth being essential, by the way. Whatever your train is, you better have truth as the very first car that's on the track, because if not, oh, you're going to have problems. When you don't start off with truth, you start off with a lot of trouble. Now, love's got to be right behind it, grace and mercy and all that, but if you don't start off with truth, you won't understand what real grace, what real mercy, and what real love is. You get worldly definitions, and that'll mess you up for sure. So we talked about truth and the importance of truth and the importance of us mixing truth with faith, using Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 as a launching pad, understanding that the message did not benefit the children of Israel, the gospel that was preached to them, because they got nothing out of it, they got no profitability out of it, because they did not mix it with faith. So we understand faith as a core element. Now I want to talk about the second element, and this is the element that people are going to have a hard time with. And I understand that people are going to have a hard time with it, and I appreciate that they may see this from a different point of view, and I acknowledge that. That's where I come into the point where if you're using Scripture and you come to a different conclusion, it's genuine and honest, I have no problem with that. As long as it's not omission of Scripture or addition to Scripture, as long as it's Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, which is why I can fellowship with anybody, because I'm a companion to all them that fear the Lord, as David said. Well, that's my goal anyway. But here's what we need to know. How do we move the truth that we have mixed with faith, how do we move that into our core, into our heart? How do we move that into our functionality? And I always thought that this was the bigger challenge in teaching and encouraging and instructing and in, you know, Bible studies and prayer groups, that this was always the challenge. How do you move that which you have heard from the Lord into practice? Like, how do you really do it? Is it where it becomes a part of you? And so we'll start off, and I'll use a passage, and the passage is not his per se, but it does remind me often of Ohio State Ron, because this was the passage the Lord used to save him, to call him to accountability and to become a Christian, and that's the passage that's going to come out of Romans chapter 10. We're going to set it up in 5, 6, 7, but 5, 6, 7, 8, but it's 9, Romans 10, 9, and 10 that really get to this. So here's what it says. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. Good, got it. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Crucial for us to understand that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, no matter what your take. It doesn't matter if you're a TV commentator and you don't believe that. That is still true. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It doesn't matter if you're a fake theologian at Princeton University or Harvard or anywhere else. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God. It doesn't matter whether they think so or not. That's irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether a politician or somebody who's popular or somebody in Hollywood believes that God raised Jesus from the dead. Doesn't matter. Who cares? What? Because it's true no matter what. What matters is if you believe that in your heart, right? Watch this. And you confess that with your mouth, then you're saved. That's what matters. The truth part is the truth part and doesn't change. Do you understand? The truth doesn't change. But our response to the truth, believing in our heart, mixing it with faith, like I just talked about, and then the confession with our mouth, that works hand in hand. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you are saved. So you got to believe it in your heart, right? That's the faith, mixing truth and faith, and you got to confess it with your mouth. And without doing that, there's not a salvation process taking place. Now, I've had people say to me, well, what about people that can't speak? It's like, really, you think God's that, like, that much of a horrible God that it's like, oh, that's right, that person can't get saved, they can't speak. Don't be dumb. I that stuff just drives me nuts. What about the person in far off Africa? Why don't you send a dollar and then talk to me, okay? But here's what it says. If you, in your heart, you believe, then you're justified. And in your mouth, if you confess it, you're saved. You see how the heart and the mouth work together? That's not me. That's the Lord. You don't like it? Tell Romans 10, 9 and 10 to get out of the book. Now, does that mean people can speak to your bank account and have it grow? No, that's prosperity gospel. That's baloney. It's got nothing to do with anything. And what we're talking about is an increase in godliness and righteousness, using that which is in your heart that you believe and that which is God has given you, your mouth, and putting them in concert. It saves you, and it helps you endure. It's not positive confession. It's not name it and claim it. It's you better speak what you believe. The Bible is very clear. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If your heart believes, then your words will reflect that. Period. You're not going to change that. That's how it goes. And the power of that speech that you use works in concert with the power of your heart that believes as you access God's truth. And it becomes a part of you when you believe it in your heart and you speak it with your mouth. And that's crucial. Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue. You think that's an accident? No accident. Come on. There is power in our speech. The problem is that a couple of wackadoodles have ruined what would be normally be the Christian process of truth becoming a part of us. You believing it, me believing it in our hearts, and us speaking it. And I got a message for you before you get all freaky on me. If you never believed your speech was a part of it, then why do you speak to God? Why are you praying? When you're praying, aren't you talking to God? Oh, I see. So it's okay there, but not okay elsewhere. It's absurd. They work together because when we speak it, it becomes part of us. Have you ever noticed? Can I use an example? I'll use Tugboat Todd as an example. I don't think he'll mind. But before the Chargers left, we're not going to get all weepy about that right now. But before, if you talk to Todd about the Chargers, he had a lot to say. His mouth verbalized at great length what his heart believed. And therein lies the connection of him being a Charger fan. You knew it was true because it was inside of him, and through his words, you found out what was inside of him. Okay, you see how that works? Everybody can get that. Oh, I get it. Right? Okay, that principle is the same, only more important in regards to God's truth. No different. If it's inside of you, it should be a part of what you're sharing and what you're talking about. If salvation comes about through belief in the heart and confession of the mouth, you can count on that principle works through your Christian walk. So if you really want to move into the engagement and the process of truth, it's going to involve your heart believing and it's going to involve your mouth speaking. Again, I can't say this any more times I've said this on the show. Not a name it and claim it guy, not a positive profession guy, not a positive think guy, or every single sports venue in the world, the home team would win every single time. Doesn't happen. It's just, that's stupid. But that doesn't mean I need to talk like I'm a gutter person, or it doesn't mean like I need to talk about nothing but evil about things either. But I need to get my mouth in line with my heart, in line with God's truth. That is what we will absolutely demonstrate when we return. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. President Donald Trump hit a home run when he nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. The president made good on perhaps his most important campaign promise. Constitutional conservatives should be proud of him for doing so. In selecting Judge Gorsuch, the president has picked a jurist in the mold of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Gorsuch is one of the finest legal minds in America today, a man with impeccable credentials and qualifications, and perhaps most importantly, a staunch defender of the rule of law. Judge Gorsuch gave us a peek into his judicial philosophy when he said upon his appointment, quote, "It is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws," end quote. That is precisely the kind of judicial restraint and reverence for the Constitution that is needed on the Supreme Court. Some Democrats want to play politics with this appointment. They shouldn't. Our leaders in Washington need to come together to ensure that this good man takes his rightful place on the highest court in the land without delay. I'm Lonnie Chen.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I haven't given you a weather report in a while. All right, let's get back to what...
What was I supposed to do something with that? No. I was just saying, I haven't given one in a while. That's all. But it's just noting that. It's like saying I haven't had, you know, macaroni and cheese in a while. Okay.
Let's see. We've been talking about processing truth. And I think that's a pretty important topic. But see, you got to be careful. Let's say you're a pastor in a pulpit, or let's say you're a leader of a Bible study and you're teaching a Bible study. You know that there's extremes in everything. I mean, that's, you know, the Bible says turn not to the left or right. Okay? There's always that extremisms that take place. You're not going to be able to stop that, but you don't have to walk in that. You let other people walk in that and, you know, figure it out. But in this process, when we're talking about saying this, I want to be careful because I recognize that there's a very important element to the words that we speak, and it is connected very closely to our hearts and our belief systems. But then again, people can take that and go somewhere that you're never trying to go. They get taken to these other places. But I want to make sure from the biblical ground, foundational, you know, biblically grounded point of view, we understand how important this process is to God. So if somebody's got an extreme view in this and they're into the, you know, the name it and claim it kind of thing, okay. I don't see too many people naming and claiming the crucifixion, sharing in the crucifixion part of it. You know, with Jesus Christ, even though Paul said, "I share in the sufferings of Christ," I don't see a lot of people naming and claiming that. That'd be a nice thing to name and claim, wouldn't it? Anyhow, what I do want to emphasize, though, is the importance of our belief and our words and how they can connect. So it's basically this segment. Does this have a sound, by the way? We don't have a sound on this one. This is when thoughts and words kind of collide, and actually collide might have been the wrong word. Maybe merge would have been a better word that I could have used for this. So I want to make sure that we understand it, we look at it, and we're honest about it, because we can see that belief and confession are connected to salvation. Not difficult to see. Let's look at, if you don't mind for a moment, Psalm 33:6-9. It says this, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world reverence him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. It's not difficult for many of us Bible-believing Christians to stand in our faith in our hearts that God spoke the universe into existence. We see this in the Old Testament. We see this in the New Testament, that God, in whatever that scientific process was, and I'm not a scientist, but in some capacity, no matter became matter from God's mouth, which I don't think happens often, but, you know, it's like God spoke and it was so. You don't have to go far. You can go back to Genesis 1 and 2 to see where when the Lord spoke, and it, you know, things came into being. Let there be light. Let there be, you know, this. Let there be. So God is giving this declaration, this statement of command. And those words have power. Now, how much power do those words have? It's fair enough to ask this question. How much power does God's word have? Well, he created the universe with it. That's pretty good, right? I mean, that's kind of up there beyond what we can do. And so you get this understanding or this sense that, like, this is an important part of things. And when the words that we use are merged with the faith that we have, and they are active towards God's word, or let me say this a little bit differently, they are in concert with God's word, then you can be comfortable that your confession and your faith are working in operation and the process of truth is working in you. At the same time, if your words do not reflect the word of God and do not reflect the things that God has taught, that too should be an indicator. It's fair game to say that the fruits of our lives by actions and the words of our mouth are determinations for where we are and where we are not in the Lord. That's fair game. So when a person comes and speaks to you for 20 minutes and 19 minutes and 58 seconds are all, you know, this, I, we, us, blah, 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 and the last 2 seconds are, we'll see what God does. It's like, that's not a lot of God in there. And that's all I'm saying is we need to change that so that we're processing truth, speaking truth, believing truth, and operating at a better level. Let's at least look at a passage that challenges us in this process. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith," the Apostle Paul said, "we also believe and therefore speak." There you go. That's 2 Corinthians 4:13. Listen to that again. "I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore we speak." So what we need to be speaking are the things that are connected to what we believe. And again, when Jesus said, by their words a man will be justified, and by their words a man will be condemned, the reason is because the words reveal the abundance of the heart, and the words tell us what's really on the inside. So if you spend 99% of your time complaining, you are, by fact, in operation, basically a sinning complainer, period. If you speak that God's goodness is in a situation and that God's graciousness is in a situation and that you God's hand is in a situation, you are, by your words and by your heart, a person of faith using God's truth as part of your process and part of your living. And you can tell that by what you say. And people don't like that. Just saying, people don't like that. I don't like that. So? That, it's just what that reality is. You see, Bible believers, sometimes we need to actually speak that faith, even if we don't fully grasp it, so that we can begin to understand and process it. You know, when you said yes to Jesus with your mouth, are you telling me you knew everything about Jesus Christ the minute you said yes?
Or did that start a process where you began to understand the Lord and grow in the Lord and develop in the Lord? And therefore, your speech then should be accommodating as you grow in the Lord. The continual confession of our mouth works its way into a demonstrating belief that we function in. But you can't do this apart from what you say. Now, I'm just trying to make that connection for people to understand. You have to grasp that your words reflect your faith. And if you have no faith, your words reflect it. And if you're thinking, well, what do I need to do? If you need more faith, you need to, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You probably need more of the word of God, more engagement with God, and you can check yourself by what you're saying. You know why God gave you two ears and one mouth? So you will listen twice as much as you speak. And so also you can hear what you have to say. You can't always see what you say, but you can always hear what you say. So there's a big difference. And you need to do that because that's what the Lord wants us to do. I'm going to wind this down with this fantastic, fantastic man. And then next segment, we're going to talk about self-speak, which is like my favorite little segment. But this fantastic old preacher man, fantastic. I mean, he must have been 85. His name was O.L. Spears. I talked about him once or twice before, but guy would walk into a church. Now, when you're old like that and you've done ministry for 70 years, you don't really care what the decorum is. Just in case, it could be a church at 10,000. If he walked in that church, he'd do the exact same thing. Or it could be a church at 10, he'd do the same thing. Anytime he walks into church doors, he goes, "Glory, glory." No matter where he is, no matter if the preacher's in the middle of a preach, doesn't matter if it's, wouldn't matter if it's Miles, wouldn't matter if it's, pastor, irrelevant. It could be the biggest church in the entire world. It could be the church in South Korea, North Korea. He'd walk in and go, "Glory." I mean, just right in the middle of everything because he didn't care. But he had a great saying, fantastic saying, and it was his saying, but there was a lot of truth. He would say, "Think it right. Say it right, do it right, and it'll be all right." So great. I do not love people like that. Think it right, say it right, do it right, and it'll be all right. His point was that your belief system in your mind and your heart, so to speak, and your words and your actions should be in concert, and they will produce fruit that will verify that concert. Wise beyond our years was O.L. Spears. What a guy. All right, we'll come back, and then we're going to talk about self-speak because it's a really important part of this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about the importance of civil discourse and speaking the truth.
It's fascinating how the left projects hateful, angry bigots. That's not us. But it's time that we stop being silent and we start speaking the truth. And that's what a part of this is the intimidation of trying to shut down people from speaking, and so then they can just basically run the table. I think they were so shocked that they lost the election. They just haven't been able to process it and respond to it. I think they need some maybe anger management classes, some, you know, therapy, or, you know, maybe they should take up knitting. I don't know, something that would help them process the fact that they are no longer going to have a president that is going to force their liberal agenda down the throats of the American people.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZE, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We've been talking about processing truth and using your heart and your mouth together. And you might think, well, you know, Dave, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10, it doesn't say I have to say anything super supportive. And I would say that that's correct unless you've read Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 5, where it tells you that all your words need to be wholesome and uplifting.
Ooh.
So just so you can stay on track. You like that, Rod? That was a good one, huh? Anyhow, let's get into our last little segment, and it's called Self-Speak.
Self-speak. Find out who you are. He said, together, we're going to look for the real you. I said, if I don't know who I am, how'll I know who to look for? And even if I find me, how'll I know if it's me? Besides, if I want to look for me, why do I need him? I could look myself. Or I could take my friends. We know where I was. Besides, I said to myself, what if I find the real me, and I find that he's even worse than me? Why do I need him?
That's Jackie Mason, for those that don't know. That's his routine that won an award where he's talking about finding himself, his inner child or his inner self, and then giving his inner child the bill for all the psychology he went through because he was so upset. And then he goes, and if it's me, if it's my inner me and I meet me, how do I know it's me and not somebody else? So it's a great routine, but that has to do with self-speak. Now, if you're not sure what self-speak is, that's when you're speaking and you hear what you say. And that's super important. And I'm going to tell you why it's super important. I'm going to use the scripture to show you why it's super important. In other words, I'll talk to my wife, right? And that's crucial that I talk to her and not at her. Not that I do that perfectly, but it's, you know, how it's supposed to be. But also when I'm talking and telling people, when I'm talking to you, when I'm talking to other people or sharing, or when somebody's asking me about something, you know who can hear me besides the people in the room and the people in the next building? As my mother say, or the people in the next state. That's what she used to say. So you know who can hear me? Me. I can hear me. And you know what's weird about that? You can hear you. That's self-speak. And it's real. You know, you can speak often, but you hear yourself. And by the way, that is one of the rules that my wife and I live by. We are not allowed to say, you know, excessively negative things against ourselves, okay? Because that's just damaging for your life. And so we've lived by this rule for a while that you get three strikes, okay? So if you say something bad about yourself, you get strike one. If you say something bad about yourself twice, it's strike two. Third time you say something in a 24-hour period, if you say it, then you're out and then there's a penalty. And so if that penalty is me giving her a shoulder rub, which I would do anyway, but the point is there's a cost associated or fixed with speaking negatively about ourselves because we hear ourselves. Now, consequently, that's important because of this, Psalm 107, verse 1 through 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe. And this is really important. I really want you to get this. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe. We are supposed to tell the story of God's redemption to other people. And when we tell God's story of redemption to other people, we hear ourselves telling it, and it reinforces our own understanding and processing of that redemption. Super, super, super important. I'll show this to you by example in the negative side of things, and you'll immediately agree once I do. If you speak a lie often enough, you'll start believing it, right? People have been saying you say a lie often enough, it becomes the truth. That's no different from your mouth to your own ears. At the same time, speaking the truth helps us process the truth and helps us walk in the truth because we're refining it in our own lives, God's redemption and God's truth and God's word. So when you speak it, when you process it, when you're engaging in it, it becomes a part of you. And I understand. That's why I've tried to take really great lengths in this discussion not to attach to it this positive confession, name it and claim it, prosperity gospel. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about the simple reality that when you speak, you hear yourself speak. And if you speak about the redemption of God in your life, guess what you're hearing? The redemption of God in your life. And it crystallizes and strengthens you in the understanding of that process that God has brought into you. And that's why it's important. That's why it's important for you and I to evaluate and hear what we're saying. People will say to me, you know, when you meet people, you tell them either you're born, raised Jewish, became a Christian within like the first 30 seconds. Right. That's good, right? Not because I'm great, because it just means I'm processing that experience that I had where I acknowledged and received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, John chapter 1, verse 12, for those who don't know where it is, and made that a part of me. Now, do I do that all the time? No, but I want to, and I can gauge myself by hearing what I'm saying. So my encouragement is for us to speak the truth so that we and it can help us not just hear it, but have it become a part of us. And again, are you going to do this in every area? Get out of here. Come on. You pull out one thing in a two-hour show, you're lucky, right? So one area where you can speak God's truth, where you can hear God's truth yourself and use it and let it become a part of you, that puts you one step closer, doesn't it? I got to think, good for me, good for you, good for us, right? Right. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.